The following is a preview of the Crusade Channel's Mike Church Show.
Like Klaus von Stauffenberg, a descendant of knights in a 700-year-old aristocratic family, had been educated from boyhood to live by the principles of the natural law and chivalry. Yeah. His university years brought him to fall in love with the concept of a secret Germany, a nation to be created in the future, inspired by Judeo-Christian and chivalric principles. As one of the leaders in the conspiracy to overthrow Hitler, codenamed Operation Valkyrie, he referred to the Naturrecht, natural law, as its justification, brother. This was the source of his moral conviction, as he and his tiny band of conspirators stood almost alone, surrounded by a mentality of blind obedience to Hitler, church law, or officers designations on account of the oath of loyalty to the dictator Reichswehr. For many German soldiers, von Stauffenberg was a criminal. That's me. I am the criminal. Since under German law, he was committed high treason. We told you about this, Mr. Church. Now you're a treasoner. To which he once defiantly retorted, brother, quote, "I am engaged in high treason with all the means available to me," close quote. After the failure of the attempt of the Operation Valkyrie, his last words in the early morning of July the 20th, 1944, as he stood in front of the makeshift firing squad in a courtyard lit by the headlights of a truck, were, "Long live our secret Germany."
Huh. Yeah, Gary Potter wrote a piece called July 20th, 1944, that's on our website, all about this conspiracy and von Stauffenberg and his role. Von Stauffenberg was a Catholic, the Prussians were the goose steppers. These are the guys who, as G.K. Chesterton says, represent a foreign element in Europe. The Prussians are Protestant. Basically you can see in von Stauffenberg and the Prussian mentality an illustration of two contrasting ethical systems. Remember, Brother Francis, in the ethics course, talked about deontological ethics.
Yes.
Versus eudaimonistic ethics. So the deontological ethics is the ethics of duty. That's all it is. It's your duty, so you do it. Now, a lot of people are attracted to it and say, well, it's good, we should do our duties. Well, yes, we should, because there is this concept of justice. And a real duty should be done. But just because you're told to put somebody in authority doesn't actually mean it's your duty. And this the deontological system is a false ethical system, because what it says is it's good because the authority says it's good. Ah. No, the right ethical system is the eudaimonistic ethical system, which is the ethical system that leads us to our happiness. And it's not some sort of an Epicurean notion of happiness. It's the happiness that comes by the living of virtue. In other words, do it because it's right, and if you do the right thing, you will acquire virtue, and the virtuous man is the happy man. This is the idea of eudaimonistic ethics that Aristotle taught, that basically St. Thomas defends in the Summa and that he proposes in the Summa. And eudaimonistic, or rather deontological ethics, is a foreign element inside of Christianity. Well, when you have when you cast off the natural law, and by the way, most of these priests, most seminaries at one time anyway, it might be changing now, but most seminaries did not teach the natural law. Natural law was like this esoteric thing that, oh, no, that's something that used to believe in the Middle Ages. Seriously, I'm not kidding. They thought that. And I've heard people say that natural law, oh, yeah, we're not into that now. They're all legal positivists.
Yes.
Well, so what's a legal positivist? A legal positivist is a deontologist. A legal positivist is somebody who says, do it because the state says so, because it's a law.
Do it because the church said to do it, Mike, and stop asking questions, you little apostate.
And as I've said over and over again, the definition of law has been cut in half. The traditional definition of law was that it was an ordinance of reason for the common good by him who has authority in the community and promulgated. When you take off an ordinance of reason for the common good and you just have by him who has authority in the community and promulgated, you end up with goose-stepping. You end up with, do this because Father says. Because Father's a priest, and do it because he says.
My point exactly.
That kind of clericalism is not based in law. I mean, if you have a supernatural respect for the priesthood, a supernatural respect.
Supernatural. This is above. This means spiritual.
To listen to this entire amazing original presentation of the Crusade Channel commercial free, purchase a Founders Pass membership for as little as 26 cents per day at crusadechannel.com. Failure to do so ensures the demise of the free world, the likelihood of Jeff Bezos selling you Soylent Green, and the financial security of the liberal media you claim to despise.
Really?
Yes, really.
So, what are you waiting for? Bernie Sanders to actually get elected? Go to crusadechannel.com, click the Join button, and buy yourself a Founders Pass membership. Log into the site, download the complete version of this show, and then, how does the judge say it?
How about a fresca?
Enjoy your fresca. Having saved the free world and proved you actually do despise the liberal media and are now part of a real crusade. The Crusade Channel. King size truth. From radio-sized speakers.